Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
A lot of people in media fully are unaware of the reach and the types of content and the types of fan base that these creators have.
And like go through all these, you know, the scout report and stuff. And I would just be in my head thinking like, whatever Gary put down, I'm going to throw it. This shit don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Like we sitting here in the training room going through all of this shit. And when we get into it, it's going to be backdoor slider.
A friend of mine lost his job out of nowhere. You know, he has wife and kids and all this. He's the sole breadwinner. And, you know, he's out on the street. Decided I'm going to start my own business.
Check out these new podcasts today from On the Media, R2C2, and Unstoppable Talk. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge. Each week we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. No matter where you get your news, one thing is for sure. You can't escape media bias. Even so-called objective news sources make editorial choices about what information to include and what not to. So what's there to be done? Well, listen to On the Media, of course. In our first featured podcast this week, veteran journalists Brooke Gladstone and Bob Garfield shepherd listeners through weekly dissections of how the media we consume shapes our worldview. Stories are often centered on the week's current events, with journalists phoning in to dissect and defend media coverage. Expertly guided by Gladstone and Garfield, these conversations tackle everything from net neutrality to First Amendment issues. If you spend a lot of time thinking about the failings of cable news and how it's rotting Americans' brains, OTM is the show for you. But don't get it twisted, On the Media is bipartisan and civil, only as public radio can be. Take a listen to this sample, pulled from a recent episode of On the Media titled How to Lose Friends and Influence People. The episode jumps around all around the internet, that is, and the globe, from the latest news from the border crisis to the hashtag MeToo reckoning taking YouTube by storm.
Are you sorry that, like, you worded it that way, though? Like, it sounds like,
I mean, I'm sorry to hear it because ultimately, like, I had to do that for my job. Like, that's just, like, what I had do with the information that I was presented with.
He uploaded it in a YouTube video with the framing that I was apologizing for making statements about him that were based on non-credible sources.
How about Hannah herself? How did you locate her? As much as this video was distributed hither and yon in social media, she remained an unknown. How did you put a voice to her?
In the year following the video's release in 2019, she reached out to somebody that I know in my professional network first. And at that time, the person saw that she had a story, but that she wanted to be anonymous. And so that person felt like it wasn't the right time for an anonymous account against the Vlog Squad to come forward because it was such a popular group of YouTubers.
Was it because your colleagues' publication just didn't want any part of an anonymous source, and Insider.com was willing to hear her out?
Yes. Essentially, the other reporter worked at a legacy publication where you had to have a really high degree of newsworthiness to grant somebody anonymity. And typically at that type of legacy publication, they would only grant anonymity to somebody involved in, say, a major political scandal. But at Insider, because we are sort of in a position where we're able to view digital culture as something that's equally as important to us as a major political scandal, we were willing to do the corroboration to allow her to have an anonymous voice.
And this gets to the question of the media's, especially the mainstream media's, understanding of the influencer economy and culture. It is vast. The media don't seem to, even now, take this world seriously.
A lot of people in media fully are unaware of the reach and the types of content and the types of fan base that these creators have. For example, everyone my age, I'm 23, pretty much everybody that I know could tell you a lot about the different sources that I had in my article, the members of the vlog squad, the people who discussed my story on their YouTube channels. These are our household names. But to even just a barely older generation, these people are total strangers. And even if someone knows who David Dobrik is, they probably haven't watched his content. So I think there's a gap there in terms of who journalists see at the forefront of power, of money, of fame, and who younger people in a younger generation see.
A sample of On the Media from WNYC Studios. Train a more critical eye on the content you consume every day with On the Media. Available on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. Just go to WVXU.org and look for the podcast menu item. Well, next up this week is a must-add to the rotation for any sports fan. Hosted by NBA broadcaster Ryan Rucco and legendary major leaguer CeCe Sabathia, R2C2 is a freewheeling sports news podcast for fans of any sport, team, or athlete. With all the latest Sports Center ticker news, natural chemistry, and decades of firsthand sports experience between them, R2C2 will fill all the sports-shaped holes in your morning routine or evening commute. Seriously, what other podcast could score Megan Rapinoe and Larry Bird in the same episode? Check out the most star-studded and well-rounded sports pod on the market right now, R2C2. Here's a clip from the episode featuring Yankees all-star catcher Gary Sanchez. Ryan and CeCe ask Gary about the lessons from a difficult 2020 season, the pressure of fatherhood, and what it was like to call a game when a certain R2C2 host was on the mound.
Gary, I got to ask you first. What was it like catching C? Like on a game day, what was his like? What was he like? What was his mentality like as you're calling his pitches?
Es fácil catchar así, sí es fácil. Casi lo mismo, corre adentro, el slide, el bandol, cambio, sinker para los para adentro, el slide. El pitch más fácil que yo he tenido para catcharle ha sido sí, porque él no chequea mucho también, siempre está agresivo, estamos como en la misma página siempre, entonces algo fácil de que echarle a él.
Ah, it was easy. It was easy, it's easy, man, and fun. I mean, you know, we had the cutter inside, we had the backdoor slider, you know, the changeup.
No tenemos el reporte con CeCe yo creo que no funciona mucho porque es que él casi hace lo mismo, ¿sabes? No nos lleva mucho el plan de ataque, ataca afuera, aquí no, uno ataca casi igual a todos los bateadores y funcionaba.
And it was very peculiar because, you know, we had a report and we had, you know, we understood how we were going to get guys out, right? But with CeCe, you know, once on the mound, you know, he's competing and then he's adjusting to what's working on that day. And the sequences might be similar and effective. You know, at the end of the day, we're getting guys out regardless of what the report says, you know.
Yeah, that was the biggest thing is like we would sit in those meetings before with Larry and Brownie and Rad. And like go through all these, you know, the scout report and stuff. And I would just be in my head thinking, like, whatever Gary put down, I'm gonna throw it. This shit don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, we sitting here in the training room going through all of this shit. And when we get into it, it's gonna be backdoor slider when we need it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we get into trouble, we throw in a backdoor slider. So, like, all those scout reports and all that shit by the end of my career, it was just like, whatever Gary puts down is what we're throwing.
On the podcast, R2C2 from The Ringer. Get your sports news from the people who know it best on R2C2. Available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection at wvxu.org/starthere, HEAR. This week's local feature from our Cincinnati creators is great for business owners and tech lovers alike. Hosted by Unstoppable Software CEO Sam Shute, Unstoppable Talk is a podcast focused on business and tech innovators in Cincinnati and beyond. Each episode, Sam talks with some of these leaders to discuss the trends they're seeing in their organizations, how they've applied cutting-edge technologies to their business problems, and what they see on the horizon. From church leaders to business coaches to software developers, Unstoppable Talk is full of helpful insights into many different fields from the mouths of prominent leaders in those fields. With the help of Unstoppable Talk, your business will be unstoppable. Try out Unstoppable Talk with this sample snippet from a recent episode featuring Steve King, his VP of Cincy-based financial planning firm WealthQuest. Steve joins the show to talk about the concept of financial stability and his holistic approach to wealth management.
Through experience and through the help of Joe Richmond and others, I've learned how to ask the right questions and really help uncover where those pain points really are, and help digest what's really salient in this decision. Is this truly situation, Sam, where this client has lost a job and they need to, rally their resources? Or is this really a perceived risk that perhaps if we were to frame it a different way, might not lead to panic selling? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting because I've met so many people that recently, friends of mine that you would think might be panicking, but they're seeing opportunity. A friend of mine lost his job out of nowhere. He has wife and kids and all this. He's the sole breadwinner. And, he's out on the street, decided I'm going to start my own business. And he's looking and he's like, my mortgage payments have been forgiven for 6 months. My car payments forgiven for 6 months. I've got unemployment that's like crazy high levels or, higher level of compensation than normal right now. And it's all because of this craziness. He's like, this is a fantastic opportunity to get fired. Right. So,
a perfect example, right? Yeah. Of someone who has chosen to frame the same circumstance, I've lost my job, with a completely different approach. He has actually taken this and turned it into an exciting new opportunity.
Yeah.
For every 5 clients who call me with concerns about selling, I might have one client who actually calls with opportunity to say, hey, maybe we should be buying. The market's down 37% in the last 3 weeks. You think we should be buying? So it's interesting when you're invited as a financial advisor into so many different lives. You have the privilege of, sitting in intimate relationship with a lot of different people, and so you do get the luxury of learning about people. They're fascinating to me, and helping people to tackle something that they may have been tackling now just for the first time in their life, but I may have helped many, many, many people through a similar challenge, and so it gives me a chance to lend a little bit of wisdom that I have gained through, coaching others.
A clip from Unstoppable Talk with Sam Schutte in our local podcast spotlight today. Learn more about the intersection of technology and business and where it's headed with the help of Unstoppable Talk's podcast, available on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection, which is available on the WVXU app. As is usual and customary, let's take a couple of minutes to see what's hot in the Apple Podcast universe, as reported by iTunesCharts.net. 2 podcasts of note this week in the top spots. The first is a veteran podcast that's been around since 2018. It's called Call Her Daddy, a podcast that makes you feel a heck of a lot better about your life when you hear about the lives that Alex Cooper and the Daddy Gang are leading. The second podcast debuted a few weeks ago and shot to number 1 this week. It's a true crimer called Your Own Backyard. In this case, the backyard is Cal Poly and the target is Kristen Smart. The podcast tracks the 1996 disappearance of the Cal Poly student. It's Your Own Backyard and Call Her Daddy, both topping the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about those podcasts and the others we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter right at the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at WVXU.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.